prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, and then we will also be talking today about a couple other things. To stay in line with the training, we're going to be joined by John Kissick to talk about his new book, Maximum Interval Training, and then later in the show, Steve St. Clair from Enter Health joins us to talk about a product called Coco Mojo. And the reason I want to talk about this product is we've done shows over the past year showing that a certain type of cocoa powder actually can reduce the buildup of plaque in the body. In fact, there was a study published showing this, and that's called non-dutched cocoa, made a special way. And the best cocos come from Ecuador and Peru, and Enter Health does have that product. I want to make the audience available to that a little bit later in the show. But first, we must start with a special introduction for my guest and my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, and it goes like this.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How's that? You have your own intro music now.
I gotta tell you, I love it.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, you did a fantastic job.
Oh, that's not me. That's Elliot. That's Elliot. Elliot does it. I told him, I says, you know, Coach Regish's whole thing is the Blueprint Army. And so he dug up some patriotic-sounding music, and he did that. It's fantastic.
I love the creativity.
Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just coming off. I trained yesterday top-range rack pulls for the first time in a long time. I worked up to 700 for a couple of sets, the limiting factor there being the tendons in my right knee. But having said that, it feels great today, which bodes well for a full recovery soon. So that is going well. We're in the final days of the free Ricochet Rabbit fat loss report over at CoachRobRegish.com. That's going to be coming down soon, so do get it while the getting's good. And this Saturday, on the same website, we're going to have a new Muscle U podcast that we're going to post. And it discusses, you know, it gives the scoop on paleo diets for men and women, quinoa, amaranth, and other super grains, how to fix lower back issues, and hyperhydration how-tos for maximum strength.
Very, very cool. So I had I trained back today, and the machine that I wanted to use as my opening exercise was taken. And so I was forced to do something different. So I did something I haven't done in a long time, and that's bent over rows. And I do bent over rows the Dorian Yates way, underhanded, but I do them from the floor up. So in other words, my upper body is completely parallel to the floor, and with each rep, I let the weight stop on the floor. I don't bounce it, and then I pull it into my gut. And I got all the way up to 265 today for a few reps, and it felt fantastic. And I haven't done bent over rows in forever, and I forgot how good they feel.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's all it takes is being away from an exercise for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing these again. I forgot what they felt like. It was really good. Anyway, okay, so the first question comes from Dale King. He says, hey, Rob and Carl, I'd like to get your thoughts on weightlifting belts. I sometimes get a twinge in my lower right abdomen when deadlifting heavy. Had a cheap Velcro belt that fixed this. However, as I lift heavier, it just tears me up now. Is it worth buying a proper belt with a buckle, or do I simply not deadlift heave to avoid the twinge?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, be careful not to self-diagnose, because what you may interpret as a twinge could be something a bit more serious, or it could be something as simple as a hydration or mineral issue.
Well, what is the first thought that came to your mind when he said lower right abdomen? That's not what the appendix is. You know what I'm thinking, right? You could have the beginning of a hernia.
It could be a hernia. That did not come to mind, probably because I never had one. My first thought was his abs cramping up, and he's got a mineral or a fluid deficiency of some sort.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, my point is whether it's that or a hernia or something else, get it checked out because it's a big deal, especially when you start throwing hundreds of pounds on it.
Well, I just want to mention something. So a lot of people don't understand what a hernia is because the word herniation is used in a variety of different areas of the body. When we talk about this type of abdominal hernia, we're talking about a separation of the muscles and the intestines can actually push through. So think of the wall of your abdomen as a towel and things push against it so hard that the towel starts to tear. And that's exactly what that hernia is, and that's what that sharp pain in the lower right abdomen could be, the stressing of certain abdominal muscles that could lead to a tear and a hernia. And that requires surgery to fix.
Yeah, and you're going to be out for a while too. But having said that, two schools of thought on the belt versus no belt. So I'll take the belt issue first. If you're going to go the belt route, get yourself a real belt. And this is important. Get one with a uniform thickness front to back. The belt isn't so much for your back as it is for your abs to push against, right? Which should tell you something about how well designed those tapered belts are that are skinnier in the front. When I used a belt, I favored a lever belt that uses a clamp as opposed to a buckle. But either one should do you right. Finally, unless you're competing, I would forego a belt altogether. And, maybe on your heaviest sets, but, that's a controversial recommendation, but hear me out. The belt is going to pick up the slack in the muscle groups that it covers.
Right.
It robs you of naturally developing strength in those areas. You would be much better served to push up your ab work, hyperextensions, landmine 180s, and especially reverse hypers if you have one. Now, it's important to point out that ab and lower back work needs to be positioned last in your workout because to pre-fatigue, the abs prior to a major lift like the squat or the deadlift, that's just asking for trouble. Mm-hmm. So give that a go, Dale. I hope you'll agree it's a much better approach to the problem. There's a time and a place, but most of the time, I'd say go without that belt.
And we actually did a show. I don't know if it's still in the archives. It was either with Mike Miller or Coach Wade Johnson about the proper way to use a lifting belt. And what Rob said is right on. You put it on for the heaviest lifts. You don't wear it all the time so that you have a V-taper in the gym like a lot of guys do. I see guys, they put their belt on as soon as they get in the gym and they just walk around with it. It's funny. Dave Ziegert says, I've got a question about going supplement free. I currently taking Synthogen, creatine, monohydrate, 10 grams a day, and an ECA stack prior to training, and fish oil. Going to come off for a month to see what a difference this makes. Any thoughts on that?
Well, now, here's the refreshing change, right? Somebody who's going sup free. Unfortunately for you, Dave, virtually every supplement you're using either has a visible, feelable, or an objectively measured effect. My prediction is that you're in for a miserable month. Here's why. Coming off Synthogen feels like getting hit by a freight train. That's just how it is. I tell it like it is on this show, and that's just the reality of it. You will lose a bit of the cosmetic effect too, meaning muscle fullness and vascularity. Now, dropping creatine, I'd expect to see a loss of probably anywhere between 3 to 5 pounds in scale weight, depending upon whether or not it was mono, creatine, monohydrate. I'd also expect to drop a few reps here and there when that goes. Dropping the ECA stack prior to training At first, you're going to be dragging, but your body will adjust. You're going to notice a temporary 5 to 10% strength decrease, right? You should know that's coming, which is, frankly, what ephedrine and caffeine adds. The aspirin, I was never sold on. I would much rather see you take 2 to 3 grams of tyrosine, or at least slam it in grapefruit juice. But it's going away anyway, so no point. Just note that for future reference. Dropping fish oil, you probably won't notice immediately except for the anti-inflammatory effects. And that's one quality. A high-dose fish oil imparts pretty rapidly. So if you have any aches and pains that it's been keeping at bay, I would expect those to return. To combat all of this, some modification to your training is in order, meaning I would cut the volume by a third, at least a third, and add an extra rest day between your workouts. The fact is, you simply won't recover as fast without the Synthogen. You won't have the energy to tackle your workouts without the ephedrine, caffeine, and the creatine. And your joints will not fare as well without the fish oil. Overall, I applaud you for doing this, but I feel strongly I know the answer. I will be surprised if it lasts a month.
Yeah, you may get away with a month, and it may start even later than that. The creatine loading, there's research that shows that once your muscles are loaded with creatine, it could take between 4 and 6 weeks for them to become depleted. So you may not notice the creatine changes it very rapidly. The fish oil changes you may notice right away. I agree.
Yeah.
Joshua Bose says, hello, I have finished the first week of Feast and don't know if this is magic or what. Although I have not gained any muscle mass, or at least not enough to be seen, I've gotten so much stronger. I feel stronger and feel better. I work a summer job of baling hay and lifting them felt like feathers. I look forward to finishing this, and I want to thank you for all your help and the progress I've gained so far. My question is this science or sorcery or placebo?
You know, Josh is a young man who asked for my help one day in the gym. And I'd say, I'm guessing, but I'd say he's 15 or so, and he was soliciting many of us in the gym for input. He was just going up to all the vets and asking their opinions on things. So I flipped him 2.0. I emailed it to him, let's say, a month ago, and I didn't hear anything from him, so I just assumed he ignored it or he chose to do another routine. Last week, though, he approached me again, this time with a binder in his hand. And in that binder, he had printed out 2.0 and said he had some questions. Specifically, he had just completed Famine, and he was starting the 5-workout bridge into Feast. So I asked him, what'd you think of Famine? He said, I got real weak, I felt terrible, and I was seriously questioning if you knew what you were doing. But he did say he had faith and was in the midst of, right there, Feast workout number one, when I gave him some pointers. I walked him through some bench presses, pullovers, and Romanian deadlifts. And the rep range called for here is 8 to 10 reps. So in this 5-workout bridge, we use HIIT, or one set to absolute muscular failure, to gain traction fast. Note, we don't use it for long, but it is ideal for where we're coming out of and where we're going. Working to failure was a new experience for Josh, and he was stronger than he expected, right? And keep in mind, he's shooting for 8 to 10. He's routinely failing in the 13 to 15 rep range. And that's part of the beauty of HIIT, by the way. With only one set or chance to get the job done, your mind learns to cultivate aggression, and that is a learned skill. So, you know, right now his mind is learning that. Carl, how often do you run HIIT?
High intensity?
Yeah.
Not very often, not at this point in my life, not right now.
Okay. So there was something else that caught my eye when he was doing his sets. It was the look in his eye. The kid's hungry. When I first met him, he seemed confused and I suspect a bit frustrated as to who to believe. But he threw himself into it, and I knew right then and there he'd be a success story. Now, it's true he's only 1 week in, but already his strength is exploding. You know, I simply counseled that his job now was to eat, rest, work hard, and most importantly, rest long enough between workouts to super compensate. And it sounds like he's off to a great start. But to answer his question, Blueprint's phase shifts are predicated on a known science, that being Dr. Hans Seil's GAS theory, or general adaptation to stress. All I did was weave together some known training stimuli that I found to work for a high percentage of somatypes. You know, you add any reasonable amount of elbow grease and you get the kind of mind-blowing results that he's seeing here. So Josh is precisely the kind of person I wrote Blueprint for. And someday, maybe when he's 45, like me, when his days in the sun are over, I hope he passes it down to someone else. And that's called a legacy. Something we should all be striving for, to leave this world a better place.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Johnny Gray. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. You can learn more about all the products, offerings, writings, and services offered by Coach Rob Regish at CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Bust the move. Bust the move. Johnny Gray says bust the move. No, he says, question on injuries and issues both my wife and I are having. My elbows and knees are acting up with tendonitis-like pain in both. I'm using high-dose fish oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, but hasn't put a dent in it. Wifey is suffering from leg and foot cramps at night, disturbing her sleep. Any tips? Did I lose you, Rob? There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. This is like one of those old cellular telephone commercials. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So prior to any training whatsoever, I would either foam roll the affected areas or scrape them with cocoa butter and a butter knife. Now, for the latter, here's what I want you to do. You get a dab of cocoa butter and smear it over the affected area. Let's say it's your elbow. Say it's your right elbow. You got tendonitis there. Now, make sure you get the biceps, the triceps, and the forearms too. I want you to do that on the left arm as well, the one that's not hurting. As you'll understand why in a second. Now, run the butter knife gently over the arm that isn't in pain.
The rounded edge of the butter knife, right? Not the sharp side of the blade, right?
Yeah. We should clarify. So you run that gently over the bicep, over the tricep, over everything that, you know, you can. It should feel smooth. Now, I want you to do the same thing over the arm that's in pain. Run it over the bicep, tricep, and forearm. You will feel something akin to train tracks under the surface. That's scar tissue, and your job is to break it up and smooth it out before and after training. They do the same thing at physical therapy to you, and they charge you God knows how much money. Stretching with weights would be next. There are several studies now showing passive stretching decreases strength. Now, I favor, in most cases, band work, and I think a mini band is ideal. You know, here's a good one for you. Take a shoulder-width stance and stand on a mini band. Now, grasp the other end with your hands and slowly raise it up to your face like you're doing an upright row. Now, pull the band apart the higher you go. Gradually extend the range of motion by bringing the band behind your head and down your back as far as you can, returning to the front of your body in an arc. That is a fantastic upper body stretching exercise for the shoulders, biceps, triceps, chest, upper back, and even abs. You'll feel it there. On the supplement front, I would keep taking your fish oil, but ditch the other stuff in favor of Cesis quadrangularis. Cesis has been used for thousands of years in India as part of Ayurvedic medicine. That's the Indian form of medicine. Its name in Sanskrit means bonding, and it is far and away in my opinion, the best healer of soft tissue injuries on the market. The active ingredient there are keto steroids. So you're looking for a 5 to 10% extract. Now, all, don't get me wrong, all extracts of CSIS seem to be effective. But for some reason, I have found that the lower percentage extracts work better for wound healing. And then finally, you know, it sounds like your wife's got cramps. I know a lot of women with these issues. She's going to benefit from taking 2 to 3 caps of zinc magnesium aspirate before bed, or ZMA, of course, with some water, staying well hydrated. It is inexpensive. It works fast, as in 5 minutes in most cases. And most North Americans are deficient in one or both of those minerals because we have so overfarmed and fouled the land. So I hope that helps, Johnny.
I want to throw my two CCs in here. I don't think that, and I said this on yesterday's show too, it sounds, okay, mineral deficiencies can present themselves as muscle soreness, muscle pain, stiffness, cramping, aches, tingling, and those of us who perform a lot of athletics, we train hard, we sweat a lot, and we only replace zinc or magnesium because that's the trend right now. And the analogy I gave on yesterday's show is showing some sort of mineral advocacy, like, oh, there's, you know, we're an advocate for supplementing with magnesium, or an advocate for supplementing with zinc. Or, this is a mistake. I say Rob is right that she should be supplementing with more zinc, but also she should be salting her food. And she should be paying attention to how much potassium she's getting, magnesium, chloride, all of them. All of these minerals are responsible for muscle function, enzymatic processes in the body, and focusing on replacing just one perpetuates the problem because you just cause more of an out-of-kilter situation. So I agree with Rob. She needs to look at zinc, magnesium aspartate. She also needs to start salting her food. She needs to maybe start taking a potassium. So all of these minerals must be taken together so that there's homeostasis in mineral quantities in the body, because focusing on one is like telling somebody, hey, you want to be a better power lifter? Focus on inhaling. Don't worry about exhaling. What? Wait a minute. How do you do that? No, you can't. Okay.
Now, you know what? You're right. That's a better answer.
Yeah. Get all these minerals together. Get the zinc, get the magnesium, get the potassium, get the calcium, get the sodium. Sodium is demonized. Don't be fooled. Those of us who exercise a lot, we lose a lot of sodium. And then we're like, oh, well, we got a sodium free, low sodium this, low sodium, and we're not getting enough sodium. Guess what? When your sodium levels drop, ask Paul DeLay what happens. They had to carry him off the stage because he turned into a statue.
Yes, I remember that. He froze up.
Yeah, the diuretics were sodium out of his body, potassium stayed in his body, and they literally had to carry him out. I think it was the Night of Champions in New York. They had to carry him off the stage. He looked like a statue. He cramped completely up in a pose.
Yeah, the pictures are priceless.
Don't think sodium is your enemy, especially if you're a hardworking athlete. If you're the average lump who sits on a sofa all day long, yeah, cut your sodium back, but not if you're sweating every day. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coach Rob Regish here at the Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Well, we all know that Panos Antonakos keeps his finger on the pulse of the Blueprint Army. And he said, I'm hearing that there's a new book in the works, something like 4.0 maybe. Is this true? And if so, when and where can I get my hands on it? Is this true, Rob?
You know, when I finished 3.0, I swore I'd never write another book.
Yeah.
But shortly thereafter, I wrote The Blueprint Meteoric, and that was a great success. That was yet another recount planned, and this time working faster than 3.0, albeit, the unorthodox factor just went up again. So that was going to be my last book, period, end of story, and it's been 3 or 4 years now since that was published. Having said that, the answer to your question, Panos, is yes. There's a new one in the works. And it's going to be ready right around September 1st. It will not address, let's call it training, either training for size, cutting, or recomp, because the fact of the matter is the information in 2.0, 3.0, and the Meteoric already does that. And even if there is something that comes along that's better, it's easy enough to drop into the Blueprint shell, where it will be magnified. So, you know, it's not going to talk a lot about training. It's not going to talk a lot about diet. Instead, this new book was inspired by the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2014. or DASCA, that I've talked about on this show. You can consider it the anti-DASCA. I've also got a separate document that details some rather novel supplement stacks that are not on the market, but they should be. It shows you how to cherry pick and combine those ingredients to increase strength in the gym anywhere between 15 and 20% when you take them pre-workout. But back to anti-DASCA. Essentially, the goal of combating DASCA is to give you guys a legal, minimally suppressive stack that mimics a cycle of 400 milligrams of test sip a week with more than a touch of growth hormone. Now, you heard that right, and I know it's a big claim, but I am confident that I've succeeded, and you will be too, once you put this information into practice. So more on that soon, Panos, and you will hear about it here first on SHR.
This sounds remarkably like something that Dan Duchesne would release.
You know, somebody else told me that too. Dan's creative juices didn't get flowing really until somebody pissed him off. So that's what happened here. Yeah, I'm done with our government trying to imprison guys whose greatest crime is they want to put a few pounds on their bench press.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. Mike Grady says, our gym finally got a reverse hyper. And I can see why you recommend it so highly. It really hits my lower back, glutes, but especially hamstrings. I've maxed out on the weight on the thing, though, and not fond of doing high reps. Any tips?
Three of them, in fact. And you should avail yourself to all of them.
Can you do a one-legged reverse hyper?
Yeah, that was one of my suggestions.
Seriously.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
You can use all of these in a rotational sequence, and it's my opinion that you should. The first thing, though, that you want to do when the weight becomes too light is check your form. You know, make sure your legs are as straight as possible, not bent. There's going to be a slight kink in your legs, of course, but, you know, don't let it get exaggerated. And try to make sure your toes are pointed back, right, at the top of the movement. Having said that, here are the three fixes. Number one, to your point, Carl, train unilaterally. Guys forget they can train one leg at a time on the reverse hyper, and it is a fantastic way to rectify imbalances, as is all unilateral training. Number two, every other session, rotate in the glute ham bridge in place of the reverse hyper. Why? It's an exercise that works the same posterior chain, but it does so using a different recruitment pattern. Your abs are going to be more heavily involved, and you can load it ridiculously heavy. It's a very complementary movement to the reverse hyper. And then finally, bands. This is my favorite solution on the reverse hyper, bands. Although you need to make sure your lever arm, right, that's the arm that holds the weights, is strong enough. And it better be solid steel, because if it isn't, the combination of the weight on that lever arm and the bands pulling on it is going to bend it. And I learned that one the hard way. So if you're going to go down this road, start with mini bands, right, on both sides, and then work up to doubling up those mini bands. Now, as your strength progresses, you can add a single medium band or a strong band. Those are about 2.5 inches thick. Around the center of the lever arm. And that both of those are going to radically increase the tension, right? You can imagine when you kick back, because you've got to kick back that much harder to get to the top of the movement. And the further you kick, the more tension there is. It radically increases your explosive strength. Now, I got to that level just recently, got back to that level, I should say. So just yesterday, I ordered up what's known as the Monster Band for use on my reverse hyper. The one I built holds 720 pounds of weight, and with this band, the total tension, the total additional tension is 200 pounds. So that should give me 920 pounds of resistance at the top. So something to think about. Can't use bands all the time. They're very hard on the body, but properly positioned, they will, it's like being shot out of a cannon when you go to run. Those exercises that I just gave you, that rotation, there is no better, safer, or faster way to strengthen your posterior chain than what I just laid out, right? You want to finish off that day with hanging leg raises and planks for your abs. Your competition, as they say, will be history.
Wow.
It adds, Carl, I can't even begin to tell you how much explosive power. Most guys are quad dominant relative to their hamstrings.
Yeah.
And when you get on a hamstring specialization program, or better yet, a posterior chain specialization program, you know, the hams, the glutes, and the lower back, and you work it and you work it hard, you find out a couple things. Number one, your explosive force, it just takes off. Number two, you're going to start putting on weight because the hamstrings and the glutes, right, there's a hell of a lot of muscle there. And not only will you rectify that quad to ham imbalance, you need to be careful of now being hamstring dominant.
Yeah.
You will not have hamstring pulls. I can assure you that.
We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have the blueprint tip of the day. Today, Rob will pontificate with thoughts on the spine. In the meantime, go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Stay tuned at the top of the hour when we're joined by John Kissick to talk about his new book, Maximum Interval Training. For those of you who like high-intensity type stuff, you're going to love this. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about a type of cocoa that's been shown to reduce plaque buildup. A study produced amazing results, and the type of cocoa that you need to do this is going to be the discussion of the last half hour of the show. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. Thoughts on the spine. Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, notice I said thoughts on the spine, not thoughts on the back. There is a difference. So let's talk about what that is. You know, we talk a lot on this show about strengthening the pecs, the right, the arms, the quads. I just got done with the posterior chain. But very little about the spine, and that needs to change, because the spine is second only to your brain for performance enhancement. Now, I have hammered for ages on this show about how the spine is the electrical conductor, right, of the brain's message, the electrical message that is sent to contract muscle, and that's beyond dispute. It's a physiological fact. I cut that pathway off. Not only do your muscles not contract, you're dead. The tragedy of Christopher Reeves should illustrate the truth in what I'm saying. He crushed, I think it was the first and second vertebrae, right, in that tragic horse riding accident.
Yeah,
and he couldn't even breathe on his own for the longest time. So needless to say, spinal health needs to be optimized. Standing up straight, frankly, was the worst move our species ever made. But I guess there's no going back now. The situation is exacerbated by hunching over in front of computer screens all day, which is what most of us do, and then training movements that open the vertebrae under load. Think about squats and deadlifts, which puts the discs under tremendous pressure, almost begging them to squirt out. So let's talk about solutions. The first thing I'd like you to do is to buy two bathroom scales and save the receipt. If you're cheap like me, you can bring them back. Put one foot on each of those and observe the difference you're carrying on each leg. If you are more than 5% off your total body weight, 5% off your total body weight, you likely have an imbalance or an issue going on in your spine. Even, take note, if you're not in any pain. If that is the case, see a chiro. You know, not three times a week, unless you absolutely need it. Not, you know, even twice a week. But once or twice a month is better than nothing. You know, personally, I go once a week. I'd go more frequently if I could afford it. The next thing I'd like you to consider is buying a secondhand inversion board from Play It Again Sports. I stole this idea from you, Carl, and it was one of the best things.
I get in mine every day.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the best things I've ever done. As little as 3 minutes a day is fantastic for decompressing the spine, increasing blood flow to the brain, and I find just unwinding at the end of the day.
Yeah. There's something very relaxing. You know, I've often thought about this. Is it because when we're in our mother's womb, we spend time floating upside down from time to time? You're right. I've actually thought about, and I know Elisa would probably think I'm crazy, but there's been times where we were going to watch a movie. Yeah. I often thought about bringing the inversion table into our little theater area and hanging upside down and watching the movie so I could spend more time inverted because it feels good.
You know, it really is true. And if you've never tried it, hop on an inversion board. You'll see what we're talking about. Just a very tranquil feeling. Next up, I would learn how to bridge. And the easiest way to do it is to order up the book Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade. You've heard me talk about it here before. Or Brooks Kubik's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training has an excellent bridge series in it. You know, people look at bridging as something, I guess, only wrestlers do today. The fact of the matter is, proper bridging works over 200 muscles. It helps to realign the spine, it removes calcium deposits in the shoulders, and it's fantastic for loosening up the entire front of the body, including the hip flexors, which are notoriously tight in male athletes. Now, let's think about this. Unlike most barbell movements, the vertebrae are closed in a bridge. The muscles, tendons, and ligaments, they all contract to build strength, endurance, and perhaps most importantly, flexibility. And the latter doesn't get a lot of play, right, in the world of strength. But that's a mistake. Any athletic movement you perform is supremely dependent upon having a strong, flexible spine. Witness, for example, the force that's generated by striking an object with a whip versus a stick. And, you know, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The master step in the bridging series is the stand-to-stand bridge. So, which is to say, you bend over backwards, you touch the floor with the palms of your hands, and from that position, return to a standing position.
You know who does that with no trouble at all? And we were out at in Seattle. He did it constantly to kind of stretch a little bit. And that's Alex Leaf. He's amazing. He's so flexible. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Alex, I envy you. Alex, Alex is the Blueprint Bulletin subscriber, so I should be asking him questions.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's like a little spring.
He's a great guy. Along the way, you're going to be introduced to some really cool movements when you're learning the bridge, like walking up and down the wall with your hands. I don't know if you've ever tried to walk the wall.
But leaning forward or backwards?
Backwards.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
Oh, boy, is it hard. Talk about a core workout, right? Now, that's going to get you some looks, which is always a good sign. When you distance yourself from quote-unquote most people, it usually means you're on the right track. Because at the end of the day, training the spine is something most people ignore.
Yeah.
So here's the lesson here. Don't be like most people. Train your spine until it becomes a steel whip and leave the mortals behind.
Just be careful when you get started, especially if you're not used to this kind of flexibility stuff. start
that's
out.
That's why there. Yeah. That's why there are 10 steps where you actually, you know, you build up to that flexibility.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's fantastic. Good advice. So, yeah. Rob, are you wrestling at all now?
I will be in a couple of weeks. My training partner Ed has been very patient with me. I severely strained some ligaments when I went down hard during a wrestling practice. Unfortunately, instead of catching the mat, I was right on the edge. My knee caught the hard floor. Things swelled up to twice the size of the other one.
Wow.
Went and had it looked at, and thankfully nothing was torn, but the ligaments were bruised badly. And it probably took 5, maybe 6 weeks for the knee to return to its normal size.
Man.
Yeah, and now, once that's done, now I'm working on strengthening it, and I will gradually introduce some, you know, rotation to it, and then we start back wrestling.
That's awesome. And then,
are you thinking about
competing in wrestling?
Oh no, I'm not competing. Listen, the guy I'm wrestling is 260. He's my height. He's been doing this his entire life. I don't know. He might talk me into competing. Who knows? He says by the end of the summer, I'm going to make you a beast. But that was before I got hurt. So.
Now he's going to back up a little bit and take it easy on you.
Yeah. I will say this. My body weight stuff, I can tell, it is paying huge dues in terms of, you know, just pick up and throw somebody's strength.
Right. Right.
Much more so than the barbell.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Great show, Rob, as usual.
Thank you. I had a great time doing it. I hope, sincerely hope people benefit from this.
Yeah. And please, if you have questions for Rob Regish, you can send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll forward it to Rob, and it will make it into a future Blueprint Power Hour. All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about maximum interval training with John Kissick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active and need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. In the area of physical culture, we keep pushing the envelope. For a long time, strength in and of itself was the focus. But there are new training modalities out there that are bringing to the forefront the incorporation of strength and conditioning in the true sense of the word. We always think of them as separate, strength and conditioning. You're strong, you have good conditioning, but there's a lot going on in the high-intensity world, especially within the interval training type programs that are very popular, like P90X and Insanity and even CrossFit, that are making people realize that strength and conditioning are a continuum of each other. My next guest is John Sisick. How you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you doing?
And great. And this book, Maximum Interval Training, kind of capitalizes on this phenomenon. Do you agree with what I said, that we've always thought of strength and conditioning as two separate things, but this new generation of athlete is actually bridging them and making it one continuum?
Well, not only do I agree with that, I think that's essential to athletic performance nowadays. If you're going to be a high-level athlete, you can't just be strong or be fast or be big or be, you have to have everything. You have to have all the tools. And I think that's a real challenge for a lot of coaches nowadays about how do you incorporate all of these things and develop all of these qualities at the same time.
So how do you do, okay, so, you know, in the past we've had guys hit the weight room and do heavy compound movements, and then we've had them go out on the field and run. What we're seeing now is kind of a like, okay, grab the weight and run with it kind of a thing, aren't we?
That's true. You know, when I started off in this field, I got certified as a strength and conditioning specialist back in 1994. And that exam has always been meant to be, these are the entry-level qualifications to be a strength and conditioning coach. And way back when I took that exam, the entry-level qualifications were you are expected to know how to do the Olympic lifts, you're expected to know how to squat, bench press, deadlift, other exercises in the weight room, and you should be able to program all of those things and apply them to different sports. So you fast forward a lot more than 20 years, and I was sitting in a committee meeting to help write up questions for the latest round of the CSCS exam, and we realized that the entry-level qualifications for strength coaches are totally different today. They have to know all of those things, but they have to know speed training, which we didn't have to know way back in the day. They have to know agility, mobility. I know it's not a word, but it, you know, prehabilitation exercises, rehab exercises.
Prehabilitation. I like that.
Yeah, you know, addressing ankle, shin, and foot strength before you have ankle injuries, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to, you have all of these tools that we didn't have. Like you have the kettlebells, you have the battling ropes or the heavy ropes, you have the suspension trainer, sandbags. I mean, the list of tools that an entry level strength coach has to be familiar with, it's formidable nowadays.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But we've had these things. Even the Indian Club is coming back. We've had these things. I think the thing that's changed now is what humans do best. You know, we're always trying to find out if the world really is flat. If it was flat, we would have fell off, and then the next goal would have been, well, how do we climb down? You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
That's what humans do. We're always pushing the envelope. I hearken back to Nikolai Litvinov, right, the Olympic lifter,
right,
who was one of the early adopters to this strength and conditioning continuum. I mean, his front squat was of legend, and he would sprint after front squatting.
Yeah.
So while he wasn't sprinting with the bar still pegged to his shoulders, he was getting the idea that in the same movement to do both the strength and conditioning part. But today, we've taken it to a new extreme. So, you know, it used to be the farmer's walks. Now we want to run with the weight. Now we want to do dynamic things, explosive things, and we want to do it in rapid fire repetitions that actually bridges the aerobic and anaerobic thresholds together.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing what humans, this is, in my humble opinion, this is evolution of physical culture happening right before our eyes.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think with something like this, you can always, pick and take what you like. You know, cause there's definitely, there are things here for everybody. You know, what I was telling somebody else a few days ago about this, that it's really hard for a coach to get out of their personal comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way back, I started out as an Olympic lifter. So, I mean, to this day, just my personal comfort zone, that needs to be the foundation of a person's training. Everybody ought to be able to do some of those lifts.
Right.
But there's an awful lot of ways to train for power that work just as well. And at the end of the day, one of the things you have to do is you have to ask yourself, is it worth investing that much time into technical instruction? Are we going to get that good of a return? Or could we go with a simpler exercise and get a good return and spend less time on the instruction? You know, and that's a question everybody has to answer for themselves. There's not a magic answer to that.
Is that why this book has 147 different non-traditional exercises using non-traditional equipment like medicine balls and ropes and stuff. So the idea was look, the learning curve is minimized. You can get right in, start doing this now, and start working on your strength and conditioning continuum.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I have to be careful of when I write, and I learned this a long time ago, is that, you know, some people are looking for exercises. Oh, wow, here's a cool new exercise to do this. I didn't think of this before. Some people are looking for programs, and they're going to follow the exact program that you wrote. And some people are looking for a little what an education person will call a higher-order thinking, in the sense of they're looking for the whys behind all of this, so then they can apply that to their own needs and goals. And so when you write something like this, you have to try, ideally, you want to balance all those things out. So one of the things that we did with this book is we kind of put some prerequisites for the exercises, because in reality there are. You know, if you can't do a squat effectively, then there are an awful lot of exercises that are a little more advanced that you don't need to be doing. So we put in some prerequisites for a lot of these, which I think kind of sets this apart, because if you're going through this book on your own, you can go, okay, maybe I'm not quite there yet, but this is what I need to do before I start tackling this exercise. Because let's face it, everybody wants to jump straight to the really advanced exercises and the advanced programs, and they want to skip developing their foundation.
Well, and I'm looking at, so the first one, the two-hand kettlebell swing, which, you know, everybody has done.
Yes.
But I've watched people do it, and I think to myself, it's not a shoulder exercise. And the first thing you say, ability to use the hips in a squatting motion. Most people don't realize that It's the up and down squatting motion that's supposed to create the pendulum effect that propels the kettlebell up. But they're literally pulling it up with their arms.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I like that. I like that. Yeah, so people can look at this and go, well, I don't know how to do that, so I guess I need to start with that. I need to learn how to do that first, right?
Right. Right. It's all, you know, exercise and fitness programs, no matter who you're working with, are always about a progression. You know, we're going to start here. This may be our goal, but there are a lot of steps we've got to take before we get to that point. And, you know, if you don't follow that, then you run the risk of injury. You run the risk of not achieving your goals because you're spinning your wheels and you're wasting time. And, you know, nobody wants those things. But then again, you know, human nature is, let's just jump straight ahead. You know, when I started out as an Olympic lifter years and years ago, you know, I bought all of those old Soviet, you know, textbooks yeah. on Olympic lifting, and I did the same thing. You know, the Soviets had it divided out on there's different levels of athletic ability all the way up to what they call an international master of sport. Those are the people you're going to see setting the world records. Well, nobody wants to do the beginning level workout. We all want to jump right ahead and be an international master of sport, and it doesn't work if you haven't laid your foundation first.
Okay,
but so, foundation work isn't very sexy.
Well, and you have foundation work in here, so is it
right.
adequate enough to just go, okay, I'm going to work on the foundation stuff for now before I move to the advanced stuff, or do I have to go out of this book to do some of the foundational work?
Okay, so there's a couple of levels in this book. So, you know, each chapter, there are chapters on different exercises. Like, say, there's a kettlebell chapter. And the way I'm approaching this is that there is a learning curve on these exercises. And so at the end of the chapter where we've described all of these exercises for each modality, we've got what I think of as a learning curve workout at the very end of the chapter. It's usually like the last page or two. You know, here's a short workout you can do for a few weeks just to get you familiar with how to do these exercises. See if it's for you, because it's not for everybody, and you want to do what you enjoy. And then that's kind of a short-term approach to this. When you get towards the end of the book where we're talking about actual workout programs depending on what your goals are, those take a periodized approach. So here's a beginner's approach to this. Here's a more advanced approach to this. So the foundation's in here.
Now, the other thing that this book discusses that we're kind of leaving out, or maybe it's not really being addressed properly, but it's the interval training portion of this. So you're not just doing these movements, but you're doing
right.
these movements in succession with short rest periods. I would imagine as you become advanced, the rest periods become shorter too, right?
The rest periods can become shorter. The work periods can become longer. The other thing that you can do is you can integrate different modes of exercise. So let's say we're going to start out a program and we're going to start off with the two-hand kettlebell swing, and we're going to do it for 30 seconds, and we're going to rest for 15, you know, and we're going to do that a few times. Maybe as we get more advanced, maybe we do that kettlebell swing for 30 seconds, and then maybe we do some heavy rope slams for 30 seconds, and then maybe we do some push-ups, and maybe it becomes a little bit of a circuit. So it gets faster paced, we work more of the body out, it's more strenuous. There are a whole lot of places you can go with this. You know, everything from work to rest ratios to the weight that you use, that can always get increased if it's, you know, the appropriate modality
right.
to. You can put in an awful lot of variety of exercises, and that's kind of what's cool about this because, you know, if you're going to be in the weight room doing the back squat, let's face it, that's what you're going to do. And you're going to grind out those reps, and you're going to grind out your sets, and then you're done. But there's not a whole, I mean, there's not a whole lot of inherent variety in that. And there's so much that you can do with this. And I think that's one of the reasons it's so appealing to an awful lot of people today.
Well, and you know, I'm learning this. I'm 57 years old now. And you know, conditioning has become front and center for me because conditioning is going to play a greater role in how I age than my overall strength. I mean, I've already proven I'm strong. But
right.
sometimes when you focus solely on strength, and probably not sometimes, I mean, I think that if you take strength to an extreme, your conditioning definitely suffers. You there's no doubt about it. You lose a certain amount of conditioning if all you do is the heavy lifts day in and day out. So how frequently would I want to integrate some of these routines into my week? And keep in mind that I don't look at I use the word week figuratively. I have two-week training sessions. So in other words, I'm doing certain things for 14 days. It's not always a five-day or seven-day template for me. How often do I want to work these in if now I'm becoming more concerned that I'm losing my conditioning?
You know, I like the every other day rule. If this is going to be your focus, you ought to give yourself a day off in between. Now, let's ask a more complicated question, and let's say you're an athlete and you're training for an awful lot of things. So let's say we're going to do heavy squats, we've got a sprint, we've got to do plyometrics, we've got to do some power training with the Olympic lifts. Let's say we need the conditioning because we need to be able to last in our sport and perform at the end of the game. So now this is a lot more complicated. And the way I approach that is towards the off season, we're going to do more of the conditioning work because we're going to develop kind of our fitness base, both anaerobically and aerobically. So you might be looking at 2 to 3 days a week there. And as we get closer to the season, that's going to drop off. And it might be one day a week, or, you know, we might approach what soccer coaches would call small-sided games as our conditioning mode once we're in season and we're worried about strategy and we're traveling and there's just not enough time.
Right, right.
But, you know, definitely the more things you do, the more challenging it is to balance everything out so that you don't end up overtrained.
Yeah. No, very good point. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but in the meantime, the book is on the homepage at superhumanradio.com, Maximum Interval Training. This is not just a book for you, the end user, who wants to start increasing your conditioning and your strength at the same time, improving what your body looks like. This book is for the personal trainer too. You know, help your clients shake it up. Get better results for your clients. You need to have more arrows in the quiver than just what you're using now. You can go to superhumanradio.com and pick the book up there at the homepage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of John Sissick.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with John Sisak about his new book that he co-authored with Jay Dawes, Maximum Interval Training. This is a new way of training, folks. Not enough of us are doing this. You know, I really think that the goal of any exercise routine is not just to become strong, but it's to become fit. I mean, I think that the word fit has become ubiquitous and has no meaning, but you should be able to apply the acquisition of fitness to day-to-day life, emergency events. You know, I know that you're in New York, right, John?
I'm in Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought
okay.
I was in New York. I often have thought about those poor people that died in the World Trade Center because they weren't fit enough to walk down the flights of stairs they had to safety. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
If you have to make the decision to stay there and die because you can't walk down these flights of stairs. And, you know, we have lost, I understand the goal of looking shredded and having abs and being muscular and being ripped, but who cares if you can't run a block to save your child from being abducted? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know a lot of people that can lift a truck, but they can't go up a flight of stairs.
That's my point. You know, this type of training speaks to specificity, but in a broader scope. So instead of just trying to bench press 1,000 pounds, you want to be able to be the highest performance version of the human condition that you can be. This is the kind of work that you have to do to be that. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. You know, I think that a lot of us still associate fit with aerobic fitness.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, and by the way, I think that has its place. I'm not one of these people that doesn't like aerobic exercise. I like being able to get in there and shut my brain off for a little while I do these. I find it's very therapeutic sometimes. I can't really do that with interval training. It's too fast, you know, too intense.
Too demanding.
You're still having to think about the techniques of the exercises because, like you said earlier, you don't want to make the kettlebell swing into a shoulder exercise. That's not what it's supposed to be. And so you have to pay a lot of attention. So I think there's room for everything. I don't think we need to be throwing everything out. You know, I still think there's room for stretching. And that's gotten a bad rap in recent years.
The real problem is it takes so much time to do all the things that you need to do. That's why a book like this, which, you know, getting back to that notion of this continuum, where you're actually doing your aerobic work and your strength work at the same time, is really ideal, in my opinion. You're going to get the maximum results with the minimum time with this type of a book.
And you can all go all the way from no equipment and just your body to as many different pieces of equipment as you want to use. And there's so much inherent variety built into all of this. And I think that's what's neat. And I think it's neat because these are tools that are a lot different than just barbells and dumbbells. Yeah. And some of this is fun. You know, I love like battling ropes and heavy ropes because, I mean, what's more therapeutic than slamming ropes up against the ground repeatedly?
Yeah, really, really. Chapter 14 has creating a personalized program. This is not just for the person who's the end user, but this is for the coach or the personal trainer too, so that they can take this information and create a program for their client. But you even have programs in here, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to take the approach of, okay, how are people trained in the real world? So, for example, there's a chapter in here about strength and power. And so we take year-long, this is what an actual strength and power program would look like with heavy lifts, the Olympic lifts, that sort of thing. Now, how would you factor in interval training with all of this? How could you do this so that the different parts could coexist? Because if you're going to do a lot of strength and power training and you're going to go very heavy and it's very weight room intensive, that's really specific stresses on your joints, on your shoulders, on your back, on your knees. So if you were going to do some type of an interval training program to work on aerobic and anaerobic fitness, you wouldn't want to do a program that duplicates those stresses and adds to it. You'd want to do a program that does the exact opposite. So instead of focusing on heavy kettlebell work, heavy sandbags, maybe you'd be focusing more on body weight, suspension training, kind of deloading your joints a little bit through this training.
Yeah.
A track and field coach would look at this kind of training and think of it as these are recovery days from what we do on the track, which is a really interesting notion about using exercise to help you recover from exercise.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so how long has the book been out?
June.
And what are some of the reviews you're getting?
We're getting great reviews. We are getting great reviews on this. You saw on the back Steve, who I knew from Iron Man magazine.
Steve Holman, sure.
You've got Sean from the Pacers. You've got Glennis from the Australian Track and Field Coaches Association. You know, I've been there and I've spoke for them before. And then we're actually getting the real good reviews on Amazon so far. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like this out there yet. I mean, there are works on kettlebells. There are works on suspension training. There are works on how to do speed and agility training. But there's nothing that puts it all together and shows you how to use it all.
People can go to superhumanradio.com to get the book. It's at the bottom of the homepage. It'll be there for quite some time. Do you have any upcoming lectures, book signings, anything like that you want to plug right now?
No, this fall is always boring for me because I spend my time between teaching special education and during the day and coaching all night. So I don't get out and have much of a life in the fall.
Yeah, I got you. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today. Lots of luck with the book.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Steve St. Clair, and we're going to talk about a special kind of cocoa that can actually aid and prevent heart disease. Could you believe that? It's not a Hershey bar. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I want to rock for as long as I can, and part of rocking for as long as I can means I got to keep my heart healthy. We did a show, let's see, Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. Can natural cocoa reduce heart disease? And the answer was yes. We had Dr. Brian McFarlane on, and he talked about a study that showed that this particular type of cocoa could actually reduce plaque buildup. Reduce plaque buildup. Think about that for a second, folks. There's drugs out there that claim to help with plaque. What if cocoa powder was all you really needed? But it's not just any cocoa powder. Don't run out and buy a Hershey bar today, because that's not going to help you. My next guest is Steve St. Clair. How you doing, Steve?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. And, you know, I've thought about this. Steve St. Clair is the proprietor over at EnterHealthBotanicals.com. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And I got to tell you, there isn't a single product on their website that I don't love. It's almost like, I think the slogan for EnterHealth should be, this is, you'll find health here. Like, no matter where you look, you'll find health here. The best coffee in the world, number one. Bar none, number one. We already talked about that last show. So I was talking to Steve, and I said, do you have cocoa powder? Yes, I do. I said, well, I'm looking for a cocoa powder that is non-Dutch. He goes, that's what we have. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy has everything that we talk about on this show. So talk about the cocoa powder. Your cocoa powder comes from somewhere in South America, right?
Right, Peru.
Peru, okay. And the two places to get your quote-unquote organic cocoa powder from is Ecuador and Peru. I already did the research. I know that to be a fact. Okay, but what does non-Dutched mean, Steve?
Not treated with alkaloids.
And that's what cocoa, they do all the other cocoa powder, right? All the other cocoa powder,
right.
Out there, that's what they do. Okay.
Yeah, the history of, you know, cocoa is grown all over the world. The best cocoa comes from Central and Latin America. The kind of mass producer of cocoa is Africa. And the African cocoa is not the best. It's bitter.
Yes.
But to meet the demand, like a lot of people love cocoa, chocolate, to meet that demand, they have to buy, you know, the big, there's like four big chocolate companies that do most of the buying of cocoa in the world. So what they do is they buy the stuff from Latin America and Central America, and they blend it with this African stuff. But it's still pretty bitter, so they have to wash it with alkaloids. And the alkaloids take some of that bitterness, well, they take a lot of the bitterness out of the cocoa that you actually get from the African stuff. And I don't know about you, but I prefer not to have chemicals in my cocoa.
Oh, chemicals in anything. We were just talking, Elisa and I were just talking about this morning. There's chemicals in everything today. And so while the FDA goes, well, this amount is generally regarded as safe. Yeah, but when you're getting a barrage of chemicals all day long, it starts to accumulate in your body. It's not just one thing anymore.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, we always promote eating organic products because of just that reason. I mean, you want to limit the amount of toxins you're actually taking in, right?
Yeah, because they don't just slide out. They stay with you for a while.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's a lifestyle change for a lot of people. And thank God a lot of people have already made it. But the cocoa product that we do is kind of special in the sense that it's organic, it's natural, what they call natural. It's a high fat content, 2022.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. So most cocoa powder that you buy from Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, when you open it up, it's not even dark brown. It's kind of a beige color. You know what I'm talking about, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Your cocoa powder is dark, 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 dark. I mean, it looks like it's the color of dark brown, like you would think cocoa powder should be. That's the oil,
right? Right, right. And the freshness, you know, we do, you know, we buy a lot of cocoa all the time, so it's fresh, you know. And, you know, the processing of it is right. The roasting of, you know, the cocoa beans are actually roasted a little bit. And then in our particular mix, the Cocoa Mojo, we actually sweeten it with organic coconut palm sugar.
Now let's talk about why that's important. Organic coconut palm sugar actually has a very low glycemic index as compared to other sugars, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about 35 on the glycemic index.
And it's not quite as sweet, and it's almost got like a malty flavor. I actually like this. I actually buy a raw organic palm sugar, coconut palm sugar, for when I do want to sweeten something. It's got almost a malty flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I really like it. I mean, that's pretty, if I'm going to sweeten anything, that's what I use.
Me too.
And I don't like a lot of sweet things. I do the cocoa in my coffee, so I have a little mocha there, you know.
And you know what? And I want to talk about that. So I tried mixing the cocoa with the coffee out of this world. You know what else I tried mixing the cocoa with? Your coconut milk powder.
Oh, liquid chocolate coconut macaroon.
Oh, man, I mixed it. I put it in a blender and added some hot water and blended it, and it was unflippin' believable.
Oh, then some of the consumer little, you know, trade shows or consumer, you know, conventions that we've actually tested product and tasted product at, that's by far and away one of the best things that, I mean, we have a line, usually mostly women, right, lined up just to get taste of that.
Well, and
so
but think about it, Steve. So everybody understands the benefits of coconut oil first thing in the morning because of the medium chain triglycerides equals immediate ketone production. We also know that theanine and other good things inside cocoa wake the brain up. This is the this is the best thing to drink in the morning. You mix some of the cocoa mojo with the organic coconut milk powder, you add some water, you blend it for a second, and I'm telling you, you're in heaven for about 5 minutes while you're drinking it.
Oh, it's great stuff. I mean, the caprylic acid, all that, and the coconut oil, you know, is just unbelievable health benefits. And then you add it with the phenols and the cacao or cocoa. And then, you know, to top it off, to make it a little sweet, you know, that little decadent treat, you have the organic coconut palm sugar, and we put a blend of organic medicinal mushroom extracts in it.
In there as well. Wow.
Yep.
This stuff is amazing. If you haven't tried the Coco Mojo, we have a special coupon code. If you go to superhumanradio.com, on the left-hand side, you'll see a skyscraper banner ad that also has the NutriCafe package on it. If you use the coupon code SHR, you can get the Coco Mojo and the organic coconut powder that I'm talking about, and grab some coffee too. Because I'm going to tell you something. These three things together will make you want to get to bed early just so you can get up in the morning and have your coffee with cocoa and coconut powder. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm telling you, you can't get anything anywhere that tastes like this, and on top of that, it's so darn healthy, too. What a way to start the day, Steve. Great stuff. Stay tuned. I want to take a break, and when I come back, I want to talk more about this. Talking with Steve St. Clair from EnterHealthBotanicals.com. They are a proud sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Show them some love. Coupon code is SHR. Save 15% off everything at the website. Please pick up the coffee, the Coco Mojo, and the coconut milk powder. You will thank me, I promise you. Stay tuned.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve St. Clair from EnerHealthBotanicals.com. They are a proud sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And like all the sponsors of Superhuman Radio, they have unique products you will not find anywhere else. We strive to find the best of the best so that you have good choices to make. There is so much good research out there on the powerful benefits of cocoa powder. But not just any cocoa powder. And don't be fooled by the stuff that says Belgium cocoa, or that's some of the crappiest stuff. It's coming from Africa. This stuff that we're talking about in the Cocoa Mojo blend comes from Peru. It's non-Dutch. It is exactly the cocoa powder that was used in the study that showed it had the ability to reverse plaque buildup in arteries. So don't be fooled by this other stuff. And then Steve's group adds medicinal mushrooms. They take care to make it palatable. Let's face it, no one's going to use it if it doesn't taste good. They put just a smidgen of the best kind of sweetener you can use right now, the organic coconut palm sugar, which has a very low glycemic index, but it's just enough to make it taste like it's sweet as opposed to overloaded with sweetness. You can add it to your coffee, hopefully your NutriCafe coffee, so you can take advantage of the double whammy of the medicinal mushroom blends. I mean, this stuff is fantastic stuff. Steve, who thinks these products up?
Me.
Really?
I do. Yeah, the coffee and the cocoa. I mean, we formulate everything, and I formulate, you know, most of it, except for the herbs. I don't do the herbal tinctures that we make. But the cocoa, you know, that was my baby. I wanted to make, you know, people drink cocoa, they drink coffee, and we just wanted to do it right, make it healthier, make it something that you can do and feel good about it, that's actually beneficial to your health. And it's worked very well.
Yeah,
people love our coffee. People love the cocoa. I mean, they love it. They just, it's a great product.
How much cocoa do you mix with your coffee, Steve? How do you give us a little tip on how to make it taste just right?
Well, you know, I just kind of take the bag and pour a little bit in my coffee.
Oh, really? Yeah. You don't have
I don't really measure it anymore.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, just start out with a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And work up to a tablespoon. You'll find it right in that range for a 6 to 8 ounce cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mocha is unbelievable. I really like that.
What other products are you excited about? You've got so many great products. I want to try to plug a couple of them so the listeners know that there's so much more going on there than just coffee and cocoa powder here.
Well, you know, the Interfood, our super green drink, is one of the cleanest ones around. It's organic. It's got a great synergistic blend of herbs in it that we blended that one, formulated for kind of the Western lifestyle, not enough sleep, really poor nutrition, no exercise. I mean, it's not going to replace the exercise. It's not going to reduce your stress. It's going to help you deal with the conditions that you are presently in. Gives a lot of energy, no caffeine, full of spirulina and chlorella, which are the first two ingredients. I challenge you to look at any other product that is a blend and see those as the first two. Those are the two most expensive ingredients.
Yeah, because we had a guy that used to advertise on the show years ago, and that's all he sold was little capsules of these algaes. That's basically what they are,
uh-huh.
and they're very powerful, very, very powerful. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah, it's just a great product. It's what we started the company with, but we have a lot of naturopaths that use coconut milk powder in their practices for kids that have conditions.
So how do they use it?
Because,
like, as a replacement for cow's milk, you mean?
Well, it's actually they use it in treatment for these kids because it's a natural coconut. Apparently is a natural beta blocker.
Mm.
So it kind of works to over time calm them down, right?
Really?
Yeah. And it's a big product with a lot of these practitioners that we use. It's an amazing product. I mean, coconut water, coconut milk, they're just great products. Coconut is just a miracle.
The coconut milk powder? Coconut. I have a hard time not eating it right out of the canister. It tastes that good. I'm being serious.
Well, you know, when we first brought that product out, people would call us and complain about the lumps in it, you know, because the oil, it's got so few emulsifiers in it that it clumps up.
Yeah.
They used to complain about it. Now they complain that it doesn't have them.
Really? So you can't satisfy people.
If they get a bottle that doesn't have the clumps, they call me up and they say, what's the matter with this product? It doesn't have the clumps anymore because I take those clumps right out of the bottle and eat them.
I eat it right out of the when I use it in the morning with my cocoa powder, I usually mm-hmm. take a tablespoon and throw it right in my mouth. I love it. It's delicious.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. It's great. You know, our meal replacement, our amino acid omega balanced meal replacement has coconut milk powder in it. And it's awesome. It's got some of the same ingredients that the Super Greens does, but it also has an added boost of, you know, living foods. We have sprouted legumes and seeds in that product. ground up. You know, they're flowers.
Right.
And it is an amazing product. I mean, it is. It's the best deal on our website, bar none.
There are so many great products. I led the charge with the coffee because I believe there are a lot of people in my audience who drink coffee, and they're drinking coffee that is not good for their health. And so I led the charge. I said to Steve, look, I want to promote this coffee, but there are so many products at the website that if you go there for the coffee and shop around, I promise you, you'll find five or six other things. If you want to try buying the coffee, the Coco Mojo, and the coconut milk powder, I promise you that those three things alone will literally make you look forward to waking up in the morning and enjoying a cup of a blend of it. It's like heaven in the morning. And save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR.
And you can even save more because we have combinations of cocoa and coconut and coffee and various combinations thereof that are already reduced in price.
I didn't know that. If you buy the combo.
We have a whole little tag on our navigation bar on the website that says combos.
I did not know that. See, now I've got to pay attention to those. See, this is why it's important to have you on the show so we can learn these things.
Yeah, we mix it up a little bit. You know, we try to make it, I know the shipping's not fun, but, you know, we tried, fixed rate shipping and all these kind of things, and we ended up kind of, giving away the product, so.
Well, you do, you have USPS priority, and then you have, UPS, and then I think you have
FedEx.
FedEx Ground. So you have all of them in there, and people just have to choose what they want to use, so.
That's right. And, you know, the 15% off, and, you know, especially if you use it on the combo, you're going to get a great deal.
Well, shipping is like printing, okay? And what I mean by that is anybody who's ever done commercial printing, you know, you go, how much to print $1,000? $500. How much to print $5,000? $503. What?
Yep.
Yeah, because
yep.
setting it up and doing all the stuff, and, you know, then after that, it's no. So if you're going to go there and buy something, don't go there and buy one bag of coffee. First of all, you drink coffee every day. You probably buy a bag of coffee every month. So go ahead and buy a couple bags of coffee, a couple bags of chocolate, get a couple of these, and then you'll find out, oh wow, the shipping didn't change. That's great.
Yep.
It's only expensive if you're buying one thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the first 2 pounds that you pay all the shipping on. After that, it's just, you know, pennies a pound after that.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
not that much more. So, and we urge people to do that. You know, we get volume discounts, all kinds of stuff. You know, you buy four or five bags of coffee, you get a big discount there. You buy multiples of anything that we have, you get discounts. So, you know, I urge people just to, you know, start adding things into their cart and see how the prices change.
Show Enter Health, show Enter Health some love. They have great herbal extracts. They've got organic food products. They got everything, even water filters. Guess what? They sell the water filter that I love. They sell the clearly filtered pitcher, which we have at home.
Oh yeah, those are great, aren't they?
Israel and Asaya Passwater, great people.
Yeah,
we've had them on the show.
Oh, they're excellent. You know, I had a guy call me the other day from South Texas because they're under a boil alert. They have to boil their water
right.
in Corpus Christi.
Right, right.
And he's using the clearly filtered, you know, the pitcher. It's great.
Yeah, great products. There's great products at EnterHealthBotanicals.com. Use the coupon code SHR, save 15%. Buy some, try some, let me know what you think of them. I promise you, if you use the combination I just told you, buy the coffee, the Coco Mojo, and the coconut milk powder, and have a party and see how many different blends you can come up with in the morning. Steve, thank you for making time. I know you're busy to come on the show and talk to us.
Well, great. And it's always a pleasure, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Carl.
I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. I want to thank Rob Regish, of course. His website is CoachRobRegish.com. You can learn more about him there. Also want to thank John Sisick. His book, Maximum Interval Training, can be found right on our homepage at SuperHumanRadio.com. And, of course, Steve St. Clair from Enter Health. The website is EnterHealthBotanicals.com. The coupon code is SHR. Save 15% off everything on the website. try the coffee, try the Coco Mojo non-dutched cocoa powder with infused medicinal mushrooms, and of course try the coconut milk powder. I'm looking at it right now. They have coffee, cocoa, and coconut milk powder as a combo on their website for $37.95, and then you pay for the shipping. Use 15% off by using SHR. And of course, if you want to try Crealkaline, we still are giving away free samples of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the website. You'll see a placard, a banner that says Ask the Scientist. Click that. Put in there, I would like to try Crealkaline. Make sure you include your mailing address or they don't know how to get it to you. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.